Lord Jesus Christ.
I speak to you in God's holy name, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. We have been following throughout the summer a series looking at what it means to be progressive Christians. And we have been following thoughts that come from the Center for Progressive Christianity, which we embraced a number of years ago. So this is a refresher. And if you want to find all the sermons and all the points, go to our webpage, which you will see on the front cover of the bulletin, just under our phone number. The eighth point that we're looking at today is today a commitment to a path of lifelong learning, compassion, and selfless love. A commitment to a path of lifelong learning, compassion, and selfless love. We are committed to the idea that we are not the same person that we were when we were 12. None of us are. And our attitudes change, our impressions change, our knowledge base grows, and we have a deeper understanding of what it means to be a person and how we interrelate with ourselves and to the rest of the world. The traditional Christian church, including the Anglican Church, used to really have a constraint of doctrine. And the doctrine was devised starting in about the year 380, when Christianity became accepted by the Roman Empire. And then you had the Council of Nicaea, and you had the Nicene Creed and the Nicene documents of what is faith. But sadly, we got handcuffed by that, and we failed to recognize the new unfoldings of God, because God is an ever-creating God who we now understand lives within us. We understand in what's known as incarnational presence of God, that God is love and that presence of loving God exists within each of us. At the time the doctrines of Nicaea were put together, they believed in God as being a being up above the earth. And they had the idea, and we've known this before, about the three-part earth. You had the sky, then you had the flat earth, and then you had water and fire under the earth. And that the stars were breaks in the dome over the earth through which the glory of God shone through. So that was their understanding. We've come to know a lot more since then. And what's important is that we have to have our faith evolving to an understanding that always was really there. And part of that understanding is to see that God is not some being, an old guy in the sky, like the old year and the new year, you know, the baby and the old man when the calendar changes. And a lot of people have that image of God. But God really is an alive presence within each of us and every human being on the planet. And in fact, beyond that, incarnational theology calls us to have an understanding that God is alive in all things. And that our relationship with God should be an alive in a process. That new things emerge. Like in our own lifetime, it's an exciting time to be alive. New findings of old, ancient theological texts were found, like the Nag Hammadi Library, and they uncovered a new gospel. They uncovered other things which are not part of the canon of the Bible. The Bible, remember, is like a library of 66 independent books written at different times, written by human beings who were inspired by God. But there was other inspirations which the church did not accept and elevate as high as the Bible itself. But there's still important wisdom, spiritual wisdom. And so in progressive Christianity, there's always a sense of new, being open to new learnings, new insights, which we incorporate into who are we as Christian beings. And one of those insights is that We now have a new understanding of how human sexuality evolves. And now we accept that people who are different than we are in their identity are still equal human beings, loved equally by God, and we as a church must love them and include them. And we're in the process of working that through, and we have been for a few years. There's other things. I mentioned at the beginning of the service that why we have the chicken, the symbol of the femininity of God, as well as the masculinity of God, the wholeness of God. And the list goes on and on and on of how new things emerge, and it's God presenting that to us that we must respond to. One of the things is climate. We have a responsibility. The Anglican Church has said it is now part of our faith to be climate aware, climate sensitive, and that we are called to be stewards of what it means to be humans, inhabitants of the earth, looking after the planet in a way that's sustainable. Another thing I want to mention this morning in this whole area of lifelong learning. I mean, the God that I understand today is not the God I understood when I came out of seminary. And the understanding we all have of God, or the understanding we have of ourselves, is very different than it was when we were younger. We're all on a journey, and we are on a journey with God. There's two types of theology around us. There's one that's called strong theology, and the other is called weak theology. And the weak theology builds upon this idea of God being within us, incarnational theology, and the sense that God is love and God is with us, and God is always working for making peace, making restoration of relationships, forgiveness, being, I guess what I would say, is the culture mark of Canadians. Remember our famous tennis player now said at her end of her victory yesterday, she was sorry that she defeated the champion. What a Canadian thing. But we have to see ourselves in that sense of always working to be sensitive and caring and whole. And that's part of being a Christian following the footsteps of Jesus. But there's the other one, strong theology, which really has its roots back in the Roman era, where they believed that God would vanquish all the enemies, kill them all, when they're all dead, blood on the ground, then there's peace because, you know, a corpse is pretty peaceful. And that's how you brought peace. And some people have that image of God. That's not the progressive image of God. Even though we hear it sometimes in our hymns, we hear it sometimes in people's talking and emphasis of faith. A progressive Christian is all about nonviolent communication, making peace, better communication, restoration, always having forgiveness and a sense of a new life, moving forward. So that's the essence of what it means to be a progressive Christian, and that we are always changing and challenging ourselves, saying, is this what God would have us do? Is this love? Is this peaceful making? Is this restorative? Is this holistic? Part of that is also recognizing that we do not have to be afraid of science. We do not have to be afraid of having things that are based in reality. We're not afraid of that. We embrace the knowledge base of our society, which is getting greater. We have to challenge it sometimes because some of the knowledges that we have may be self-destructive, but we're not afraid of it and not afraid to engage it. And for that reason, in the bulletin today, you'll see a beginning of a few questions for candidates in the upcoming federal election. It's okay to be engaged. It's okay to go to a meeting and, as a Christian, stand up and say, what do you mean by this or what do you mean by that? Basing it in science, evidence-based work. We, for the longest time, were taught we shouldn't be engaged it's okay to bring our base and understanding of love and wholeness and restoration, and to embrace science and ask the questions at the Candace meeting. We should be involved and engaged as Christians in what's going on around us. So it's with that understanding of being holistic that we are championing the idea of being progressive. And I pray today as we receive the Eucharist and reflect upon our values that we are animated by the love of God within us and animated by the love of God to engage in the world, not to be afraid of it, but to know that we are the energy of God alive in the world. May God bless us all. Amen.